Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. The Verge confirmed a 125-gigabyte torrent posted on 4chan contains Twitch's source code, including its code commit history. The leak also includes 3 years of creator payout records, code related to proprietary SDKs and internal AWS services, and an unreleased Steam competitor from Amazon. The leak was labeled Part 1, indicating more could follow. No personal information on Twitch users appears to be included in the data. Canon announced the $1,999 RF 5.2mm f2.8L dual fisheye lens, designed to be part of a new system to simplify VR and AR production called EOS VR. This lens is designed to be used with the 8K-capable R5 mirrorless camera, supporting 190-degree capture, allowing for delivery of stereoscopic 180-degree 3D footage. Canon is also announcing the EOS VR utility and EOS VR plugin for Adobe Premiere to edit content for the VIOS ER system. Google announced it intends to auto-enroll an additional 150 million users into its two-step verification process by the end of 2021. Google said it will auto-enroll accounts that have the proper backup mechanisms in place to make a seamless transition. Physical security keys, as well as Android phones and the iOS Google Smart Lock app, are supported as a second factor. Facebook provided some details on the cause of its massive October 4th service outage. According to Facebook VP of Infrastructure, Santos Janardan, it was a configuration change that caused the problem and emphasized there was no malicious activity and no user data was compromised. He further said the company's efforts to harden its systems from unauthorized access slowed its own recovery process. We've got a link to a full technical explainer of the outage in the show notes. Kobo announced two new Bluetooth-enabled e-readers. The $260 8-inch Kobo Sage lets you take handwritten notes if you get the separately sold Kobo Stylus for $40. Notes can be converted to plain text. And the $180 7-inch Libra 2 is IPX8 waterproof, meaning it can survive in 2 meters of water for up to an hour. Both ship October 19th. HMD announced the Nokia T20, the first Android tablet with Nokia branding since the 2014 N1. The 10.4-inch tablet includes a Unisoc Tiger T610 SoC, 4GB of RAM, and 64GB of storage, starting at $249 and available November 17th. The UK will also get a version with LTE for £200. The T20 ships with Android 11, with HMD promising 2 years of major OS updates. Snap will roll out an extension of its Spotlight user-generated content section called Spotlight Challenges next month, promising cash payouts for the most engaging videos that use specified AR lenses or topics. The minimum payout for a challenge winner is $250, with Snap saying more typical range will be between $1,000 and $25,000. Snap also rolled out its gifting feature worldwide, which lets users buy story replies to posts from their favorite influencers on the platform. Facebook began rolling out co-streaming to all users on Facebook Gaming, previously limited to streamers in its partner program. This lets users stream with up to three other players, with viewers able to choose between the different streaming perspectives. Apple rolled out a firmware update to add Find My support for AirPods Pro and AirPods Max. The device now supports precise location, notifications if being left behind, and can be put into lost mode, where users can leave a contact name and number that will display when someone else pairs with the device. Google added options to Search, Maps, Travel, and Nest apps to help individual users make more sustainable choices. Search will now surface high-quality climate-related information in a dedicated section when searching for climate change. U.S. Maps users will see which routes are most fuel-efficient, which will be default when it's also the fastest route. Travel will show carbon dioxide emissions associated with each flight, including the impact of seat choice for business or first class. Nest will roll out Nest Renew, which automatically shifts thermostat usage to when there's more renewable energy available on the grid. Google will make an announcement on October 19th at 10 a.m. Pacific. The invitation promises a Pixel fall launch, officially introducing you to Pixel 6 and Pixel 6 Pro, so probably not much of a surprise. Amazon added a new feature in the Alexa app that gives users more time to finish speaking before the voice assistant begins processing and answering the command. Users can opt in any device using Amazon Voice Services to the feature through the Device Settings page. And finally, Sony announced it will discontinue support for credit cards and PayPal on the PS3 and the PS Vita as of October 27th. Users can still purchase games for the systems by loading gift cards or adding funds through Sony's website, just not with direct card payments on the consoles. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.